Good morning, lovely brothers and sisters in Japan. This is the great privilege for me to share the lesson with you all this morning. Brothers and sisters, we love everything about Japan. Vietnamese love Japan. And especially this morning, I want to thank you the love from the brother and sister from Japan to the disciple, brother and sister in Vietnam. Once again, we believe that the relationship between Vietnamese churches and the Japanese churches will be growing in the future. Today we learn about Jesus and Nicodemus. Let's read together in John chapter 3. The title of our lesson today is, Jesus saith to you. With 3 points, let's read John chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him. Jesus replied, Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. Point number one, Jesus see real you. In the scripture, we see the man, the old man named Nicodemus, come to see Jesus at night. He is the famous teacher of Jewish. He is the top leaders. He is the counseling in the council. He have high reputation. He have rich, wealthy, well-known of the Jewish society at that time. But he hear about the teaching of Jesus. He hear from the crowd that Jesus heal the sickness. And he really curious. He really want to see Jesus. He want to find out what deeper relationship with God, with Jesus. Some commentator comment that the reason he came to see Jesus at night time because maybe Nicodemus worry for the people, the Jewish people, knowing that he come to see Jesus. That time in Israel is the time of the Passover festival. With the Passover festival, so busy for every family. In the busy time, it's not easy to connect to other people if we are so busy. The same way, if we are so busy, it's not easy to talk in deeper way. It's not easy to find down. It's not easy to sit down in a long time to build deeper relationship. So that's why Nicodemus, in my point of view, in my opinion, he come to see Jesus at night to talk with Jesus. In the nighttime, in evening time, we always have some time really special for special people. For example, in my family, after dinner time is a value period of time that we can sit down to talk together about how is your day, high and low. And we use that time to hang out with other people, to study Bible with friends. We call that evening time is the golden period of time. That means that time can value like gold, especially when everything comes down, when every work's busyness, school, study, when everything is calm down, that is the good time for us to seeking Jesus. If we read the verse 3 in John chapter 3, verse 3, Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you." Jesus said, "Very truly." That means it's true. It's the truth. Jesus is the truth. So Jesus really concerned about the real of you. Jesus wants to connect personally with each one of us. Jesus really wants to communication directly with you. Because he really wants the real you. He don't want people come and just say the generous thing. Nicodemus telling Jesus that, "Oh, you are Rabbi, you are from God. I know if God not allow you, not give you this, you cannot do the miracle like that." So Nicodemus want to please people. But Jesus go directly to the relationship. Jesus really want the real of Nicodemus. Jesus really want the real of you exposed. Dialogue with him, with the real of you. Why? Why Jesus so directly like that? I believe because Jesus really loved me, loved you personal. How value we communication with someone in the real level? I realize in my life, when I grow up, I have so many friends. I have so many communication around. But I don't have anyone really close to me and really real to me. And I don't have anyone to really communication with me with the real issues inside. So I always make the mask. I always wear the mask whenever I see the people. I smile with a really friendly smile, talking in a gentle way. But if inside, so many things inside, I cannot talk to the people. I cannot talk to anyone, even with my mom, even with my some friends I call close friends. I could not share everything in a sincere way because I'm afraid that they will reject me. I'm afraid that they will not accept the real me. I believe that you also relate with what I'm sharing. Until one day, I see Jesus of the Bible. I really share to him, and I really confess inside. I really open everything to him, and I feel the acceptable from Jesus of the Bible. Even he says in the Bible that, "Come, bring your burden, give to me, share your burden," because he really want to bear the burden for me, for you, for every one of us. So make sure we have a real version before him, because he loves the real you. Because he see the real you and he loves the real you. Go back to our story with Nicodemus. "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." He goes directly to the needs, the biggest needs of Nicodemus. He talked directly to Nicodemus. "You need to see the kingdom of God. Maybe you see so many things in the world. You hang out with so many people. But one thing you need the most is the kingdom of God. And you must do whatever you do to see the kingdom of God, to see God. Let's read verse 4 to verse 8. Then we come to the second point. How can someone be born when they are old? Nicodemus asked. Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born. Jesus answered, very truly I tell you, once again he said, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it's going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. Wow. The conversation come to the really interesting point. Born again. We see Nicodemus not understand. He say, how can the old man like me born again? How can? And Nicodemus say, surely. Jesus say, surely you must be born again. Nicodemus say, surely cannot enter to the womb of the mother's womb. Cannot enter. So he talked about the physical. He talked about a physical born. And he confused. Huh? But Jesus say, you no need to enter the mother womb. But you need to enter the kingdom of God by born again of water and of spirit. Born again of water and spirit is really important. So what Jesus say? What Jesus really see? So second point, Jesus see the new you. The first point we have, Jesus see the real you. And the second point we have, Jesus see the new you. The new you, what does it mean? Jesus say you need to born again. Jesus not talking something really difficult. Jesus see the old Nicodemus standing in front of him, dialogue with him, but when Jesus see Nicodemus, he saw the new Nicodemus. Jesus saw the new Nicodemus enter the kingdom of God. Jesus had a vision for Nicodemus. That's so amazing me. That's so interesting, and that's really lovely Jesus to me. In the same way, Jesus saw the body, the flesh of me, of you, but when we come to Jesus, when we talk to him, when we give the dialogue with him, when we have the deeper conversation with him, Jesus saw the new me and saw the new you. The newborn baby enter into the kingdom of God. is so sweet and is so lovely. Jesus knows exactly your physical body, and he knows exactly the form of new you in spiritual. So that's why he loves you so much. He wants to see you enter into the kingdom of God. He wants you to be with him in the future in the kingdom of God. So make sure that you are in the process to sanctification. Let God make new you every day. He wants to give you a new chance. Let's talk about the born again. No one can enter the kingdom of God if he not born again. In water and Holy Spirit. Water represents for the words of God when you read the Bible. So you need to baptize in the water, in the Bible, in the conviction of the Bible. But you need to baptize, you need to be a newborn, because the Holy Spirit speak to you, talk to you when you read the Bible, and the Holy Spirit in you talk to you directly after you read the Bible. And it's make the new you. He want the new you was born. And with that, you can enter into the kingdom of God. He wants you to go by Spirit of God. The Spirit flow like the wind. You cannot see the wind, but you hear. And when you're listening the flow of the Spirit, listening the wind of the Spirit flow, then you follow. So John chapter 3, 9 to 10, how can it be? How can it be? Nicodemus asked. How can it be? How? He really want to do. He really want to do whatever Jesus say. But how? And how can it be? You are the teacher of Jewish. The Israel teacher. You teach the Bible. You don't understand. What does it mean? You don't understand about the Holy Spirit, the flowing of Holy Spirit, the wind, flow, the breath. We know that the Spirit, the Hebrew words, ruach is breath, the flow, the wind. Maybe Jesus reminding to Nicodemus to the verse in the Bible in Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel, the prophet Ezekiel chapter 37, God asking Ezekiel bring him to the valley of the bow, the dead bow valley. And God asked Ezekiel, son of man, you see the bow here. So how can the bow come alive to be a man? So God telling Ezekiel to preach the word. Preach the word to the dead bow, to the broken bow. And Ezekiel preaching. God keep saying, preaching to the bow. And when Ezekiel preaching the words of God to the dead bow, and the bow is in form. The bow is connect together. So the skin appear, the flesh appear, and the bow become the soldier of God. And walking become a soldier. From dead bow into the soldier by preaching the word. So Jesus reminding Nicodemus about that. What does it mean? It's come to the point number 3. Jesus wants you to see your new you. you see the new you. God see the new you. Jesus see the new you. Jesus know the new you. But he want you to see your new you. Bible talk to you personal when you read the Bible. And Bible teach you the heart of God. You must know the Spirit of God preaching to make the dead bones become the soldier. The dead people become the soldier. He wants to give you the newborn for the new life. Jesus wants you to see your new opportunity, your new change. Jesus wants to see you have a new journey of faith. I be baptized and become a disciple of Jesus together with my wife. We are baptized in the same day. We grow up in the church, and the church at that time have so many difficult, a lot of challenging, and the disciple faced with so many critical outside the church. We growing slowly. I still remember, I think about one day when we can reach 30 disciples. We always in 12, 20, 15, and come down to 17, 20, 21, then go back to 18. So up and down, the people left the church. Because it's so hard to live the disciple life at a time. One day, I think, wow, it's hard. Until when? When we see my hometown in Hanoi to have the disciple. So in the New Year holidays, whenever we take the trip to our hometown, I still look at the people over there. I wondering, I asking God, until when that we will have the people get saved over here? We have the disciple over here in Hanoi. I don't know. I don't have any clue about that. I have no idea. It's so hard. Even in Ho Chi Minh City, in Saigon, they just have struggle. But I believe that Jesus asking me to be faithful first to him. Second, faithful to the church. Whatever happened, whatever going through, difficulty, if we faithful, one day we will see the victory. One day. One day, they just reached 30 disciples. We are, wow, this is awesome. Thank God so much. One day, they just reached 50 disciples. Wow, it's big victory to God. And when they just reached 55, the whole world of the disciple crisis. The leaders going back to their country. So many people wandering around, don't know what happened next. So how and I was calling to stand up to lead the church. It's really hard. It's uncomfortable because we don't know everything. We try to learn. But I keep in my mind, first, faithful to God. First, faithful to Jesus. And second, faithful to the church. One day, God will answer. And I keep going, keep worship him, keep study Bible with friends. One day, we reach 100 disciples. When we reach 100 disciples, we make decision. Now is the time. The Holy Spirit calling us to go to my country, to my hometown. So, to learn the mission team, to learn how to do the mission team, I send myself, my wife, and hold a family at that time with three boys. We moved to Hanoi, the new city, my hometown, but the new city with our whole family. We and other 14 disciples come to the new city. We go by the blow of the Holy Spirit. We faced with so many challenges over there. Can you amazing? The first day when we come to Hanoi, the first day I received a phone call from someone, the strange people. The phone call, in the phone call, he asked me, "Are you Guo Hong from Ho Chi Minh City?" And yeah, I'm home. Who's that? He said, "I'm waiting for you for so long. I'm a policeman. I know that you bring the team to Hanoi to do the mission team. So I want to come to your place in around 30 minutes. Wow, I'm so scared. I don't know what happened. And he come, less than 30 minutes, he come to my place. And he said, "I know you many years. I'm waiting for this moment. Now I come to you. I'm a police officer. My life not good. My life was terrible. I and my wife, we have a lot of problems. I need your help. I'm waiting you and your team arrive. Then I come to ask you for helping me study Bible." Wow! Then, about a month and a half, he became my first baptism in Hanoi. He's a police officer. Can you amazing? Can you believe? The first baptism in Hanoi. God will know. God will prepare. Make sure that we understand. We listening the flow of the Holy Spirit and we follow. After 3 years in Hanoi, the team almost tripled the team. Then we see how God really prepared the place, how God really loved the people, how God really loved every one of us if we go for God and we use ourselves to glorify Him. This month, Hanoi celebrate 13 years anniversary. And we never forgot the first day we come to Hanoi. We never forgot the first baptism. We never forgot God really loved the disciple in everywhere. I never forgot that God had the dream, the new chance for every one of us. Whenever we cooperate with the Holy Spirit, make sure that we have a new bond inside of us. It's not just about a baptism, not just about we get baptized once, but every time the water and the Holy Spirit make you a newborn baby. You know one thing special about a newborn baby? The newborn baby don't have the past. I love this point. The newborn baby don't have the past. The newborn baby, don't have the history. Just born. So even the history, even in the past, you are high position or you are nobody, you success or you loser, whatever. In the past, whatever you are, But if you newborn in Christ, newborn in water and Holy Spirit, in the Bible, and with the Holy Spirit talking to you, make you a new one. You ready for the new journey. Journey of faith. You ready for that? And that is exactly what Jesus really wants you to know. Jesus exactly wants every one of us. Jesus wants me. Jesus wants you. Can see the new you inside of you. Because of that, you can do the new thing, new journey of faith, and bring the glory to Him. Dear brother and sister, after the mission team in Hanoi, so the church in Vietnam learned so many things about mission team. And after that, we prepare and send the mission team to Cần Thơ, to Đà Nẵng, and now all the four mission team become churches. And it's so amazing. And next year, we will send the new mission team to the new city, the city of Bình Dương. We already have the people. We already have the city. And we're looking forward to the new day, the new chance that Jesus gives us. And I believe that He can see the real us, the real you. He can see the new you, and He wants you to see the new you inside. Then with that, we can bring the glory to God. We love you all. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you.